WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The next several hours will be critical in Southern California. The Santa Ana winds are kicking up again, and the humidity is very low. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on which areas are the diciest.
The biggest area that we're extreme risk for today until 3 p.m., that's that PDS, particularly dangerous situation, red flag warning, goes through the San Fernando Valley. It's over toward Ventura, along the 101, the 405.
The winds are expected to die down and the humidity is expected to pick up beginning tomorrow. A deep freeze settling into the Midwest, wind chills well below zero in Chicago, Minneapolis, and Milwaukee. President Biden delivers a farewell address from the Oval Office this evening. More of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks will also be before Senate committees today ahead of confirmation votes. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up the issue of online porn. The arguments this morning over a Texas law requiring proof of age before accessing certain sites. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill Tuesday allowing voters to add an amendment to the state constitution requiring a photo ID to vote. If passed in April, the amendment would require voters to show a valid voter ID from the state or federal government, a Native American tribe, or a state university or college. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy has a hearing before a congressional committee today. In November, President-elect Donald Trump picked Duffy to serve as Secretary of Transportation. Duffy will be questioned about his qualifications by members of the Senate Commerce Committee. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for their meat processor infrastructure grants, which are awarded to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Applications will be accepted through February 24th. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It is going to be warmer today. Sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase, and it will become a bit breezy this afternoon with a high of 21. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, 34. By Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 41. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Billy Idol on Max FM.
Yeah! won't sit and beg. Room where the title lonely sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more.
Hey, listen, it's all heaven. Collect it to go from the 7-Eleven.
Max FM.
Disguise, banging on the head. the love.
She's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter. Tasting like a raindrop, she's got the look.
And she goes, na 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 na. She's got the look. 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 What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I ever do.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:12 on Wednesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. And we want your input today. Most controversial topic ever, Emily.
Absolutely. Do you like pineapple on your pizza or not? And if someone bought you a pizza with pineapple on it, would you eat it, or would you throw it back in their face? Just kidding. Of course you wouldn't do that. But we do want to know the feelings about this out there in our coverage area, because there is a pizza joint in England that is charging people $120 to put pineapple on the pizza because the owners of that pizza joint hate pineapple that much. Totally insane. But you know what? It brought up some interesting feelings on our end, and we want to make sure that all of you have a chance to share your feelings. So please text us in to 608-355-9970 or through the Civic Media app and let us know your feelings on those two questions. Would you have pineapple on your pizza, and would you turn away a pizza that was bought for you to share with pineapple on it? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, we definitely do, and we'll let you know our feelings about it in a little bit, right around 8:40. Before we do calendar days, we'll let you know our thoughts on that. And this is also very interesting. A survey by a grocery store chain, Aldi, looked at four things we're spending more money on than we used to, largely thanks to inflation. So, gas, of course, number one, followed by three grocery store staples, meat, produce, and look at the stuff that goes into the freezer, Emily.
Yeah, exactly. We're spending more on all that stuff than we were a few years ago. Things like bird flu also helped with the price of meat and eggs. We were actually just talking about that this morning in our one of the markets that we try to use close to where we live. There were no eggs at all.
Oh no, that's not
another
good.
Another place they were, or if there was, they were like over $7 a carton. I mean, I think one place said no eggs, and then the other place they were over $7 a carton. So it's happening. That's not good. Well, they're also looking at how we are making up for it, though. Here are four non-essential things that we are not splurging on as much nowadays. Dave, what do you see?
Well, you know, and we're going to work our way from the bottom up. And number four is beauty-related stuff. 43% of people are not splurging on that. And, you know, I don't have any issues with that one whatsoever.
You may not, but other people might. That encompasses a lot of, that encompasses a lot of things, though. That could
it
be,
does.
You know, going to get haircuts, to cutting your hair at home, all the way to spending money on cosmetics, to, you know, going to a salon for other spa services and things like that. So, you know, for the people that run those kind of businesses out there, a lot of those are, you know, owner operated small businesses. So I sure hope for them that people will splurge a little bit on themselves still, because those people need to stay operating in a business as well. And they like to pamper you. So, but I get it. Number three from bottom up is electronics. 53% are spending less on electronics.
And that one, you know, I get. And one other thing that's kind of interesting with electronics, too, in the past couple of years, there's not been that push for that latest and greatest item, right? Because back in the day, it was, oh, I need a bigger TV, I need a flat panel TV, and all those things have kind of settled into their place where there's just not that newest technology thing that you absolutely must have. Or if you need it, you're kind of waiting to make sure that that old one is not going to work anymore. So I totally understand that one. Number two. Buying new clothes, 48%.
Buying new clothes. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people, I don't know if that means buying new used clothes too. I think a lot of people out there, like, buying new clothes means they're not going to the fancy pants store and they're going to the thrift store. I don't know. Or if that just means they're just not buying anything additional to their wardrobe. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I mean, that's, you know, beauty related stuff and, well, electronics too. I mean, these can be kind of like activities, right? Not just purchases. Like, going shopping is an activity. So, yeah, I mean, to cut that out, I think that people kind of are getting their heads wrapped around the essential things that are essential versus things that are maybe, you know, wants and not needs.
So, and that's exactly it.
It's similar. Pandemic, too. We all realized that. We're kind of like,
we did.
You really need all that stuff, right? So,
and we talked about that the other day.
Go ahead with the number one.
Yeah, look at number one. Well, we're
dining out.
Yes.
51%. They are going out to eat less or spending less if they do. I think that's great. I mean, I love going out to eat. It's definitely like an activity for our family. But at the same time, it is atrocious how much money you can spend going out to eat. I mean, it's absolutely out of control. So yeah, I think it's good. And cooking brings people together. Cooking is healthier. Cooking is an activity as well. It, you know, you enjoy your food more when you made it yourself, all that good stuff. So I think that's a good one.
Well, and what we do is we do try to save it for more of a special occasion when we go out as well. And that's what we try for in our house now. We've talked about it a little bit with all the changes that we've had in our personal lives. And that's one thing we've made a change to, is we save it for those special times when it means something. And so we try to make sure we have meals planned out a little bit in advance. And then, but we also make sure it's special. I mean, we had a very special breakfast on Saturday, like we talked about yesterday.
You sure did. Good old platter.
Yeah, I put it on the Max FM Facebook page in case anyone wanted to see what Wendy and I had for breakfast on Saturday, because, you know, I couldn't pass it up. And some people thought we were kidding. We were not. And it was, in our defense, it was almost 11 o'clock in the morning, too.
And a Saturday. Sometimes, like, you know, if you're good all week, like, give yourself a treat on a Saturday. I totally agree with that. I think that's a good plan. You know, you can't do everything 100% all the time. What you can do, though, is let us know how you feel about pineapple on pizza. Look at that. Bring it back around. Pineapple on pizza, everybody. Yes. Is this something that you love or hate? Will you eat it or not? And if someone buys it for you, will you throw it back in their face, or will you go ahead and just chow down and appreciate the free food? Especially in this time of what we were just talking about, where going out to eat maybe isn't in the books right now because of other things. So maybe you appreciate that free pizza and give pineapple a chance. I don't know. That's up
Let
to
us
you.
Know.
Let us know. Text us in 608-355-9870 or through the Civic Media app. Let us know how you feel about pineapple and pizza. Does it belong? Is it a friend? Or should we shun it altogether?
We want to know. We're going to talk about that at 8:40 this morning. And one of our listeners texted in about the cooking. Sometimes it just means that they're not cooking, and enough said on that. And that's special enough. So, yeah, that's. I'm going to leave that one alone.
I think that's totally fair. I think that, you know, when you've got a lot of people that you're dealing with and trying to cook and please everybody, and then, you know, you got a bunch of stuff to clean up, I think it's special enough just not to cook. So I like that. I think that's great. It doesn't have to be a special place or a special anything. It's just special not to have to cook and clean. So I'm right there with you.
Me too. So again, text us in 608-355-9970. Does pineapple belong on pizza? And if you were offered a free pizza with pineapple, would you eat it? Emily, you'll be back at 8:40. We're going to talk about that with Calendar Days.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
The Morning Show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Let us know your thoughts on pineapple on pizza, yes or no, and would you eat a free pizza with it? 608-355-9970. Here is Cutting Crew on Max FM.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Side table, the curtains closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, why? I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Ladies 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:31 on Wednesday morning. Congratulations to the Baraboo Boys Thunderbird High School basketball team. They won a thrilling game in overtime last night. We heard Ben Bromley on the call last night with John. What a great game. Congratulations to the Baraboo Thunderbird Boys. They have another game this Friday night, 7 p.m. versus Stoughton. We will have that right here on 99.7 Max FM, or you can stream it online at max.fm, or download the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max and Mouse and stream us with you wherever you're at, including that boys basketball game Friday night. You can also text us from the app. We want to know, does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no? And would you take a free pizza if it had pineapple on it? 608-355-9970 or text in via the free Civic Media app. Inquiring minds want to know. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, making yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Hofbrews House in Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy delicious German or Mediterranean food right downtown in Wisconsin Dells. At one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbrews House. Try one of 30 international beers or a glass of wine. Or sink your teeth into a broad or gigantic pretzel, schnitzel, shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, or one of their tasty desserts. Hofbrews House in the Dells. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Greg Gard won his 200th career game at Wisconsin as the Badgers held off a second-half rally from Ohio State to eke out a 70-68 victory at the Kohl's Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers blew a 17-point halftime lead but hit 25 of their 28 free throws to win their sixth in a row. John Tanjay had 17 to lead the way. Seventh-ranked Marquette survived a scare in Chicago last night, knocking off DePaul 85-83 in overtime. David Joplin scored a career-high 30 points, hitting seven threes for the Big East leaders. The Blue Demons have now lost 39 straight conference games. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double, 33 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists to lead the Bucks to a 130-115 victory over the Sacramento Kings at Fiserv Forum last night. Packers coach Matt LaFleur wants quarterback Jordan Love to take on a greater leadership role next season. And the Green Bay quarterbacks coach Tom Clements retiring after 25 seasons in the NFL. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
It is going to be warmer today, sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase, and it will become a bit breezy this afternoon with a high of 21. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, 34. By Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 41. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 on Wednesday mornings. This is your final chance. Let us know your thoughts on pineapple on pizza. Does it belong there? Yes or no? And would you take a free pizza if you were offered one with pineapple? 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about that next after Lenny Kravitz. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. And inquiring minds want to know, Emily.
What do they want to know, Dave? Something about pineapple. Do you like it on your pizza? And someone bought you a free pizza with pineapple on it. Would you eat it?
So you need to text us right now. We're going to go through those results in just a moment. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Me app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap Max Mouse. Click text. Yes or no, pineapple on pizza. And would you take a free pizza? Now, we're going to look through the answers that we've received so far. And boy, we have received quite a few answers on these. And I'm going to start at the top of our list. And then I'm going to save the voice one that we got to last, because that one I definitely like the best. And our first person said, absolutely yes. And okay, so that person says yes. And then the next one is, I like this one. Not on my pizza, please. You can have whatever you want. So I kind of like that one. Emily, do you see the next one and the emoji?
Oh, let me catch up here. Sorry. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, here we go. Okay. So sorry, getting back to the beginning here, I had to scroll a little bit on
yeah,
the old device.
We're on the third one.
I see. No, thank you. I would pass on free pizza with pineapple. So not only did this individual say no, this individual also would not even take free pizza with pineapple on it. So you know what? People know what they want. All right,
yep.
Then.
We have another one that said absolutely not, and it had kind of a getting sick emoji on it. And then we had the one that was, I'll let you read the next one with the other emoji.
Yeah, there's some emojis with some smiley faces with hearts around them. So they say, I love pineapple on pizza. So that's another opinion. So we've almost got like an even bet here, guys.
We do.
And then the next one says, heck yes, pineapple on pizza. I would pay $100. Would I pay $100 to have pineapple on a pizza? Probably not. But I would just not go to that pizza place. I mean, duh. So yeah, great answer. Pineapple on pizza, not for $100. I'm sure you could find it elsewhere.
Yep. Another one says, nope. Pick it off. I would order a different one, free or not, and pizza emojis. So yes, I love all the emojis. Another, yes, I would love it with Canadian bacon. Just not every time. So, okay.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. It's got to be the right combo. I like that. Pineapple on pizza, said the next one. There is no better topping. Ooh, that's a strong statement right there.
There is. The next one said, I would eat it if it was free, but would never order it for myself. So there's another interesting one. And so
that's a little back and forth there. Okay, all right.
Yep.
What else we got here?
Well, and then we had a voicemail, and I have someone calling me while we're on the morning show. Definitely not answering their call this morning because we're live on the air. So if you happen to be listening, I can't answer the phone when I'm at work. So that one's funny.
Next question. Let us know what you want to say.
Yeah, exactly. They're calling me on my personal phone, and fortunately, they know I'm doing a live morning show. So yeah, I'm not answering that call. The last one was a voice text. Pineapple on pizza was something they thought was disgusting until they gave it a shot. They said it wasn't that bad, and they now think that it's very good, and there isn't anything that does not belong on pizza. So that was an interesting one. I kind of like that. All right, Emily, where do you stand? Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no?
Well, I was doing a little bit of adding this up, actually, to find out who actually won this debate in terms of our listeners. And right now, it's looking like yeses. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Here's another no. Quickly. So I will tell you what I think, and then when you're telling us what you think, I will finish this quarry and find out who won as far as the listeners. So here's what my answer is. Of course, it can't be simple because it's Emily. I love pineapple on pizza. Ooh. But I also think it's best when it's mixed with the right combo. So I like a Hawaiian pizza, absolutely. But I would never pick pizza. I think pineapple on pizza is delicious. I love a little bit of sweet saltiness. Mozzarella cheese and some of that tanginess of the sauce. So, but depending on the pineapple, if you're using some of those squishy, kind of been sitting around in a couple of years, pineapples, not so good. If you've got some a little crispier and fresher, that is much better. So, yes. And if you want to give me free pizza, pineapple or not, I will definitely say thank you and eat it. Okay, Dave, I know what you're thinking. I can tell by your tone, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking. I love pineapple on pizza. It's one of my favorites. And we usually do a sausage mushroom pineapple pizza. And so I absolutely love pineapple on my pizza. So I would agree with our person that voice texted in that almost anything belongs on pizza. So yes, pineapple on pizza in my world.
Oh, I thought you had a little bit of a dry tone. I thought you were going to be feeling that strong feeling about food that you sometimes have, or you have the hard no. I thought you were going to be a no. Well, listen to this. You and I added to the other yeses.
Yeah, if you're still there, Emily, it definitely is a yes. So, Emily, you still with us? All right, what we're going to do is I am going to hop over and we are going to go to calendar days. I don't hear Emily coming through my microphone. I'm checking a couple of quick things here just to see if it's something on my end or something on Emily's end. And, you know, sometimes we have technology shenanigans and I'm checking right now on that. So we are going to work on getting over to calendar days here in just moments to, go through. All right. So, yep, I can see that Emily is somehow disconnected. So, calendar days. Today is January 15th, and today is National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day. So, you know, kind of like that. And, you know, orange juice, it's such a great thing. And so it's also National Booch Day. So what is kombucha tea so famous for? Because it has numerous properties that can help heal you and improve your life. So that is definitely a good thing as well. And Emily, if you can hear me, just feel free to chime in at any time. All right, so I'm also going to look at National Hat Day. And so, yes, you can wear a hat. And yes, I do wear a hat. You heard in the show opener today that it was National Hat Day. And I do like wearing my hats because, you know, sometimes my head gets cold and I need to cover that head. So, yes, I definitely can like National Hat Day as well. And then there's two of my favorites on here that I see. It is Museum Selfie Day. So if you're at a museum, take a selfie at that museum. And, you know, that's kind of a neat one. I never would have thought of that until I saw that on our calendar days. And then I saw this one. I had to save the best to last, in my humble opinion. It is National Bagel Day. So if you like a bagel, today is a good excuse to have a bagel. So those were the ones on the calendar days, Emily. It always goes back to the food, right? And Emily thought she...
The food. Sorry, I blipped out for a minute there, and I heard you talking about... I know, I was still talking, and nobody was there, and I was so excited about the pineapple pizza thing, and now we're on to calendar days. This is even better. I do want to give a thumbs up all across the board. I was so excited about this one. National Bagel Day and National Booch Day. Kombucha and bagels are two of my favorite things, so I got really excited about that. I think you probably went over a lot of the other ones in my absence.
I did go over them all, yep.
National Pothole Day, no good. So we are in the time of year of potholes, which is no fun.
I missed that one.
I not can still share my opinion.
Figuratively.
No. Yes, yes.
Hey, we had a late texter come in.
We're just gonna put that one in there because we can.
Right. We had a late texter in on the pizza conversation, so we want to make sure we get this one in there. Pineapple bacon and black olives. This is from Michael the Pizza Snob from Baraboo, Connecticut. Might be late on the conversation. No, you're not. You definitely got in. Pineapple bacon and black olives. That is an interesting combination. I'm thinking I might have to try that one. See, we wrap it all around the food in our world. And I think
delicious.
I lost Emily.
Like olives on pizza. That's there you really are. Delicious.
Me too. That is one thing I'll have in my half of the pizza.
There I am. Okay, good.
You are. Jeez. You're back. So yeah, I love green olives on my pizza as well. Wendy does not like them pizza. Great. So we have like half and half most of our time. I love green olives. I wouldn't pass it up at all. So yeah, it all circles back to the food
we're going to have all kinds of different tests about this.
yes, we are.
That's okay, though. It's Wednesday, right?
It is. We're halfway through the week as well, Emily. And
it's all about the food every day.
Yes, every day. And so we do want to take one more moment and say a very special thank you to our new Wednesday Morning Show partner sponsor, Handy Harry LLC. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you joining us as for the Wednesday morning shows. We definitely appreciate having you here, right, Emily? All right. It looks like Emily got disconnected. So we'll get her back with us tomorrow morning. She'll be back with us at 7:10 tomorrow morning when we don't have all those internet gremlins happening out there. But again, thank you so much to Handy Harry LLC for joining us today. We do have a link on our 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. You can go over and look at all the services that they offer. And you also can go to HandyHarryLLC.com. Again, they're one of the fastest growing handyman business services, Sauk County, Dane, Columbia counties as well. And if you ever need something done in your home, give them a call, 608-370-9174. We thank them so much for joining us. We appreciate having them on board with us, and we'll talk more about them next Wednesday as well. The morning show on Wednesdays are sponsored by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Again, Emily will be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m. And coming up, we're going to get you back tomorrow More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at Pals.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
99.7 Mix FM. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.